In ag news from AgView.net, the American Farm Bureau Federation, one of many ag groups, calling on the Biden administration to act responsibly when it comes to conservation. Biden's goal to conserve at least 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030, commonly known as 30 by 30, is raising many questions. A letter to the administration makes three key requests: that the administration provide clarity on the initiative, that the effort recognizes voluntary conservation efforts already underway, and that the administration seeks input from farmers and ranchers. Zippy Duvall, the president of the Farm Bureau, says the 30 by 30 goal has received a great deal of attention in farming and ranching communities all over the country. He said America's agriculturalists are asking whether their good work will be recognized by this administration. The letter points out that farmers and ranchers have voluntarily enrolled more than 140 million acres of private land into federal and non-federal conservation programs. That's a landmass larger than the size of New York and California combined. The letter said, "We ask you to move more swiftly and provide more clarification about your intentions. And when you do, make sure to invite public comment, because farmers and ranchers are leaders in conservation and deserve to get heard," Duvall added. A recent study by Ernst & Young found that repealing stepped-up bases would trim U.S. GDP by about $10 billion a year and reduce employment by about 80,000 jobs. The study also says repealing stepped-up bases would reduce workers' wages by $32 for every $100 raise in additional tax revenue. President Biden proposed during the campaign to eliminate the stepped-up bases for inherited assets. Farm groups fear the idea could make one of the infrastructure packages that congressional Democrats are currently putting together. And Tyson Fresh Meats announced last week that they are joined U.S. Cattle Trace, making it the first beef processor to become a member of the Animal Disease Traceability Program. Shane Miller, the company's chief operating officer, said Tyson is hopeful their involvement will help advance industry efforts to implement the program around the country. Now, according to Brandon Deppenbush, the chairman of U.S. Cattle Trace Board of Directors, the group has heard from stakeholders across the country that for a producer-led system to succeed, buy-in amongst all sectors is needed. He said this commitment from a leader in the beef processing shows that no matter where we come from in the cattle industry, we're all working towards a common goal of protecting the nation's herd at the highest quality, most sustainable beef product in the world. Find more ag news at agview.net. More in a moment.